With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Final hour of Ben and Woods on a Tuesday. Our thanks again to Jesse Agler. He now has to work the word cartouche into today's broadcast.
What a word.
The Padres against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Can you expound on cartouche a little bit?
Really? I mean, I'm not a archaeologist. Maybe we could get an archaeologist on to talk a little bit more about Egyptian hieroglyphics and the meaning and importance of cartouches. But
that's not Jesse's job. It's wax paper?
Yeah, some sort of like waxy paper that you put kind of like a lid on a pot. I don't know why you would do that. Why not just put the lid on? But maybe they didn't have lids in the old days.
Oh, there's a video. How to make a cartouche. 1 minute tips from French guy cooking. Amazing. Shelly probably knows what it is. Your wife, yes, Shelly, probably knows what a cartouche is.
Sure, she has used those in the past. But Jesse's got to try to work that into the broadcast today.
Cartouche. Great word. Great word.
We got some dip-ass tweets coming up momentarily. You definitely don't want to miss that.
We have a new way to present dip-ass tweets. You guys you're going to love this.
Genius. First, though, saw a tweet yesterday, a photo of our beloved executive producer, Paul Reindl, wearing what looked like Ben and Woods merchandise, an actual Ben and Woods hat. I have not seen any real Ben and Woods merchandise until that. Now, can you tell me the story here of the Ben and Woods hat you were wearing?
My wife said, hey, why don't you guys have any merch, any swag? You know, I don't see ads in the paper, billboards, or anything like that. We need people out on the streets rocking some Ben and Woods gear. So, like a week or two ago, she made some stickers. See right here?
Yes, nice, they are sticker. Now, they adorn the Regal Seagull in Leucadia. In fact, there's a sticker located at the very table where Woods and I first met.
That's amazing. Badass.
That's cool.
So you can go sit at the Ben and Woods table now at the Regal Seagull. Just find the sticker.
Where magic was made that day. And Allegiance was born.
Vision of stickers, Ben and Woods stickers all over town. And so she was looking around and she thought, hey, why not a Ben and Woods hat? And I don't know where she had this made. I don't know if it was Etsy or one of those other, you know, DIY project websites. But it's a really cool hat. It's got like the leather circle.
Yep.
And then it's got the Ben and Woods logo on the leather. And so, yeah. Got one of those, came in the mail yesterday, and she just kind of threw it out there, wanted to see what, you know, what people's response would be.
Well, it's weird
the
because
the response I saw on Twitter was
amazing.
Like, you know, I will pay whatever. Just give me that ad. I want that ad. I'm going, all right, we're missing out on a real opportunity here, Woods.
We really are.
Well, I mean, look, I've been in this business. I've been in this business in one way or the other for 15 years-ish, including my days selling radio in Dallas and Las Vegas. Ben, it's not uncommon to have those things, and it feels a little more uncommon now than it used to be. And by a little, I mean an ass load. It's way more uncommon now. I don't know why or when it stopped, but it definitely did. And it's weird because it's like, well, I mean, we're not advertising our show. Everything we've done as a show has been DIY. It's been do-it-yourself. And you guys out there have helped spread the message, you know, and the content and everything else. Word of mouth has been great for our show. It's been the only thing we've had. And I think it's weird that I think it would be amazing to say, we got it. We'll just do it. We'll do it. If you guys want to cut Odyssey, we'll give you a cut.
I mean, I have no idea what the cost per like hat or t-shirt would be, but
it shouldn't
be.
We order
it and then, you know, we sell it off to our tier ones,
yeah,
and I think everybody wins in that situation, Woods.
I would absolutely 100% sign up for that to be a second job almost. You know what I mean?
I just think it would be fun to audit Paul from time to time on the air.
I want to be able to do like
Paul, I got a check from you. $17.
It was a slow week.
Slow week. Paul's rolling up new pens.
I've always wanted a royalty check. I've never gotten a royalty 100%. Check before. That would be fun. But I think
think about it. The fact that we don't have this on a t-shirt is a crime against humanity.
Do the show, bitch.
100%. I don't know if I could wear that around.
I could.
It could be a little...
Don't do that.
What about offensive. Ben and Woods, and on the back, Woods is clown. Ben, I can listen to. It's a no-brainer.
That I could wear.
Of course you could.
That I could wear. Woods is clown shirt.
You in your Kangol hat and your gold chains. I mean, there's just a million ideas. But
I love what our friend Pitching Ninja Rob Friedman was doing this week.
Yeah, so
he was selling T-shirts with his logo, his baseball ninja headband logo. One in Padres colors, brown and gold. One in Dodgers colors with the blue, with the little red eyes and the white. And he made it a competition between Padres fans and Dodgers fans.
Genius.
And until last night, Dodgers fans were leading. They had bought 52% of the shirts. Padres fans had bought 48% of the shirts. Last totals came in this morning. Padres 50.18%, Dodgers 49.82%. He says the Padres won by two T-shirts.
Amazing.
You know who really won, though?
Rob Friedman.
Rob Friedman. He just sold a ton of T-shirts, and I don't begrudge him for that. They're cool-looking T-shirts, and Padres fans stepped up because they wanted to beat Dodgers fans. But, again, why aren't we doing the same thing? I'm not sure. Now that I think about it, this is a genius, genius strategy.
Always has been. Always has been. Literally, there's no outlaying of cost from the radio station. All they have to do is just give us the thumbs up. We'll handle it.
Yep.
We'll handle it. So
now, if you order, 20,000 shirts and we only sell 15, we'll lose our shirts on that. I did not really intend upon that way, but it just came out.
Okay. Now, I thought our boss was on vacation. He's tweeting from 97.3 The Fan, isn't he? Paulie, that's him.
It wasn't me.
It's breaking news here, I guess, right? Do we have a breaking news sponsor, Ben?
We always have a breaking news sponsor.
Okay, go ahead. I'll wait for you, and then I'll give you the news.
And that breaking news sponsor is...
Brought to you by...
It's brought to you by BetQL.
BetQL.
Become a better sports better. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Breaking news is the Padres announced orange tier updates at Petco Park. 33% capacity beginning when? Friday.
Let's go.
Craig Stammen Day.
So I would figure that means that all of a sudden people who have only 20 or 10 game season ticket packages, there's going to be tickets opening up for you folks out there, maybe even some individual game tickets. That might be a little premature on my part, but certainly more than were available for the first seven games, the opening homestand, which was pretty much just full and half-season ticket members, right, that
yeah.
were able to get in. So this should open the doors up to quite a bit more Padres fans. 33% now is still, what are we talking about, 15,000?
Yeah.
Around there? That's still not anywhere near full. But it's good to know that it's going to be a little louder, a little more enthusiasm, especially with the Dodgers coming to town.
Well, keep those Dodger fans out of Petco Park. That's kind of the message that I wanted to that's what I wanted to spread this week. I was going to do a bit, ban the blue, but that's, they call police officers the blue. I don't want to do that. You can't do that. I can't think of a snazzy bit name for it, though.
It's been a rough day for you.
It has been a rough day for me with ideas and phrases and whatnot.
I'm not too worried, really, especially with the limited seating.
Yeah, you say that. You say that, Ben. You say that. When some guy's going to pay you $500, you're like, I can pay for a quarter of my season tickets right now. Forget it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
All right, well, if that's...
Sell them on Twitter to a Padres
fan. If that's your MO, and I'm not going to begrudge anyone who needs to make a buck and they have some Padres tickets... Sell them to Padres fans. I guarantee you there's Padres fans who are willing to pay pretty penny for those seats as well.
There is no question.
Don't just take the path of least resistance. I know this Dodger fan. He's going to give me a few $100 for it. No, I mean, make an effort at least to find a Padres fan who's willing to match that price, because they are out there. It's been hard to get into games. It'll still be hard even with, 33% capacity. So
it is. It is going to be difficult. But again, I mean, let's show our guys, let's show Papa Peter Seidler you know, a big debt of gratitude. You know, we owe them a big debt of gratitude as well. They've put their money where their mouths are. I think everyone agrees finally, and they are going to. They have a team out there that is going to be competing for a World Series. Let's make Petco Park feel like home for all of our guys in the brown and gold, Ben. That's all I'm asking. It's not too much to ask. You know, I don't think it's too much to ask. I understand it. I am also a season ticket holder. If a Dodger fan offered me $1,000 for my season tickets, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. It's too important.
All right. With that, let's get to today's Dip S tweets.
The Padres lose the game.
Dang it.
You lose your mind.
F you.
The Padres win the game.
Huzzah.
You still lose your mind. Go to hell, pro sports. It's time for your Dip tweets of the night.
You'd really think with four straight wins and an 8-3 record that you'd see a lot less. But in fact, the opposite may be occurring.
Boy, you'd be wrong.
The more wins the Padres rack up, the more Dip S tweets we seem to see during each game.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Here we go.
Number one.
Trying something a little differently today.
He also seems like a dick in the clubhouse. Loves to preach hard work but can't figure out how to get on base or hustle down a ball in the outfield. Trade him to Rockies for 30 rack of Coors Original.
30 rack of Coors Original or 30 pack? Of course. Did you misspell it?
Did you
the very first one?
Typo the tweet? A 30 rack?
A 30 rack?
Yeah, a rack.
I thought it was 30 pack.
No, never no, heard it's a rack. A rack, of, rack of beers.
All right. 30 rack.
A 30 rack? Yeah.
A 30 rack. Rack. I thought it was a 30 pack.
Well, it could be a 30 pack as well. But yeah, people call and get a rack. Get a rack of beers.
There was not
the
a
big,
typo.
Okay. The big package.
I can't wait till Paul does typo one. Drink, it's going to be amazing. Beers, it's going to be incredible.
Whose flub is that, me or the computer?
That would be you if you type it in wrong. But we have to put it in flubs of the
week. That, of course, was referring to Tommy Pham.
Play it again, Paulie. I want to hear the beginning.
He also seems like a dick in the clubhouse.
Stop. I don't know who you are, but I do know one thing. You're not in the clubhouse. That's one thing I'm... unless I see that from Eric Hosmer's account or Will Myers' account or Victor Caratini's account.
Which would be pretty incredible, by the way.
I mean, thanks for the material, guys. If that happened... Yeah, Tommy's kind of a dick in the clubhouse. I think... If you don't know, then you don't know. Tommy Pham is slumping. Guys have slumped before. He's also hit some balls hard. We get it. He's got a track record. Jesse Agler said, you don't want to listen to me. Accuse me, you know, whatever. Fine. He's got a track record. I think he's going to snap out of it. Here's a bold prediction. There will be a time, whether it's 5-game stretch or an 8-game stretch, that Tommy Pham carries this team this year. You know, kind of like he did in the playoffs.
My worry here is that Tommy Pham was hitting into a lot of bad luck. And now that has actually turned into a slump.
A slump, yeah.
That has followed the bad luck. As I would imagine any guy starts pressing, when your batting average looks, you know, like 130, you're going to start pressing a little bit. Now I feel like he's expanding his zone a little bit, swinging at more pitches we don't see Tommy Pham usually swinging at. He did have a sharp line drive single in yesterday's game. Maybe that'll help get him going. Yeah, he's struggling right now. And my guess is with... You know, players getting healthy, he may lose a little playing time. But again, I agree with you, Woods. At some point, Tommy Pham is going to get hot and is going to be a critical contributor to this Padres team.
I mean, imagine if he goes out and has a monster series against the Dodgers. You guys still want to fire him in the sun? I don't. I don't at all. I mean, look, who's the better option? You're going to run Tucapita Marcano out there to get ABs? Jorge Mateo's a nice player, but is he going to take... You'd rather have his ABs than Tommy Pham's? I understand. I understand that he's in a slump right now. I still want Tommy Pham over both of those guys.
If it's Grisham, Myers, and Profar in the outfield, and
okay.
You know, Tatis is back, and Cronenworth, and Hosmer, and Machado, yeah, I mean...
He may have played himself out of it.
Maybe he doesn't play.
Until that happens, I still believe he can get the job done. I don't... You know, and I don't want to... If he does, and I don't want to take a victory lap about it, I'm rooting for the guy. If he doesn't, you know, so be it. I'll admit, then, hey, I was wrong on Tommy, but I don't think Tommy Pham's baseball playing days are behind him by any stretch. He's in a contract year. I do expect him to go out there and have a big year. I still do. It's been 10 games. Not too worried yet.
Number two.
So this one is actually in response to a tweet. So I'll tell you the original tweet. It got a couple thousand likes on Twitter. It's a dear high school baseball player. If Ronald Acuna can beat out a routine ground ball to lead off a game, surely you can hustle down the line when you pop up, swing at a ball in the dirt, or roll over. That's not the Dip S tweet. The Dip S tweet was found in the replies to that. Here's what it sounded like.
Can someone send this to Manny Machado? I watched him jog down to first yesterday on a grounder to short. It was painful to watch his teammates and coaches not say a word to him about it. Of course, he only cares that he hit a solo shot late in the game.
I'm going to recuse myself. You know where I stand. I mean, come on.
We do know where you stand.
You know where I stand. It's...
You see that play Manny made yesterday? Third base on the short hop? Incredible throw.
Stunning.
It's just
stunning play.
I mean, even the third base coach, Joey Cora,
was like, come on.
Of the Pirates, was like in awe. Like, come on,
come
man.
On, dude. It was amazing. It was incredible. That was from an actual baseball coach in Edmonds, Oklahoma. So I'm shocked that the head baseball coach in Edmonds, Oklahoma is not a Manny Machado fan. Hey, listen. I tell my guys all the time, you need to do it the right way, all right? Head down, mouth shut. You don't look at me. I don't look at you. You put your head down and run, no matter what. That dude has had two knee surgeries. He got thrown out the other day. Manny going first to third on a hit to right field. He made the third out at third, which is you can't do that. I tweeted, I think thou doth hustle too much. It was actually a dumb base running mistake. Because he was trying to go first to third on a hit to right field, and he got hosed. So
does it feel like between Fernando Tatis Jr., who everyone's screaming, stop trying so hard, and Manny Machado, everyone's going, you need to try harder, that there's no way that neither, they're
never
going to
make any, they're
can't
never
win,
gonna win.
Really?
Yeah, you're never going to win. You're never going to win. Just keep doing you. Keep making ridiculous plays. Did you see the one he almost had? Oh my God, just nicked off his glove.
Yeah.
I mean, just laid.
No one even touches.
Nobody
that
touches
ball.
That ball. Seriously, he's great. He's great.
Number three.
Finally,
the Cubs giving Darvish away for nothing should have been a red flag.
Well, that's true. A red flag that the Cubs
are terrible in tanking.
It's very much a red flag for Cubs fans that your team is giving away you Darvish for like four 16-year-olds and Zach Davies.
I saw that tweet too, and he later said that it was a joke. So
was it funny? Was getting ratioed, or was it actually a joke?
Some people like to get battered on Twitter. I don't understand it. Like, it's, you know, we've got a buddy, Dale Pallett. Dale Pallett loves to get dragged. It's like I don't want to kink shame anybody, but he would be like the guy that gets beaten and stuff. He likes it. He tweets stuff knowing, I'm going to get... He tweets stuff knowing, I'm going to get killed for this. I'm going to get killed. And he doesn't... I like to tweet stuff that people like. It's a weird thing on Twitter. There are people that like, all right, I'm going to tweet this, and I'm going to rile them up. And here we go. He's got people in his mentions. I texted our buddy Dale Pallett, and I said, you're going to get stabbed at some point, so stop. And he's like, I know. And I'm like, just stop doing it. It's not hard to not be a jerk. You're going to get – somebody's going to take it too seriously, not know you're kidding. They're going to stab you. Please stop.
By the way, speaking of the Padres pitching staff, since opening day, remember when they gave up seven runs, six of them in the one inning?
Yep.
Here's what the Padres have given up in their last 10 games. 2-0, 3-3, 1-3, 0-4, 0-2.
Incredible. Just an incredible, incredible staff so far.
Pitching has been nuts. And Darvish had his best start yesterday. When they needed him to go seven, you knew that you could tell the way he was pitching. To contact early, he didn't rack up a lot of early strikeouts because he knew, I need to make sure I get some outs so I can go deeper into the game, because our bullpen pitched 8 1/3 innings on Sunday. Great stuff by Yu Darvish yesterday.
Phenomenal. Just what we needed.
What else do we need? Oh, we need a Boomer Bulletin.
Oh, I've got it.
Get that coming up. Woo-hoo! Next. It is Ben and Woods. Right now, let's check traffic. Go 97.3 The Fan.